as you could maybe hear, we're just dealing with a few things going on today. I can't tell you that I wouldn't normally be distracted just on a normal day.
I need my buttons.
But today there's a reason. Just some stuff going on in the studio. So if I seem distracted at all, that's it. I'm gonna blame that today. Or if the bump music comes in late, we're also gonna blame it on that.
I'm gonna blame it on youths. All right, not because it's actually their fault, but it's just trendy to do.
We started speaking of trendy, perfect. Started this last week. Something called Wednesday Trends Day, where we tell you what the kids are up to. What are the kids doing? There's actually a website devoted to this. What's trending.com. So you peruse, and most of this stuff is going to come from TikTok. What are the kids doing on TikTok? And when I read this, when you sent it to me last night, Josh, I thought that it was a prank. It may still be that. I'm not sure.
I imagine that's how this started, as, oh, watch, I bet we can get people to do something really stupid. Let's
right.
get them to do this.
Right.
And then people are doing it.
I mean, doesn't stray that far away from the Tide Pods challenge, which that really took off last year.
It sure did.
Maybe over the last couple of years. Here we have this week's trend, and it is called Sleepy Chicken.
Sleepy Chicken. I like chicken. I like sleep.
Sleepy Chicken is what happens when you dump a bottle of NyQuil on raw chicken. Marinate it in the chicken, marinate it in the NyQuil.
Oh, no.
And cook it.
Oh, that, no, that sounds awful.
Altogether. There's a TikTok trend right now where people are cooking their chicken in cold or flu medicine like NyQuil, hence the trend name Sleepy Chicken or NyQuil Chicken. This trend is taking over headlines in social media. Therefore, doctors now have to come out and warn people to not do this.
What a terrible time to be a doctor, having to tell people to do things that imagine? Are just common knowledge, right?
That's what I thought, but we got people suing people for, you know, hey, nobody ever told me to not pour this NyQuil on this chicken. For several reasons. One, you're likely taking way more NyQuil than the appropriate dose.
Oh, sure, because you would logically just dump a whole bottle onto your chicken. Yeah, sure, okay.
I mean, I don't think the measuring cup is being used here. And two, of course, you're not cooking the chicken properly, and you could give yourself food poisoning.
Well, no, you got to cook the chicken the same way.
Well, I would just say this. If you are pouring NyQuil on your chicken in efforts to make Sleepy Chicken, you're probably not pulling out the meat thermometer and making sure the chicken's at 165.
You don't think so?
That would I don't want to stereotype, but that would just be my guess.
That's a bold stance by you, but you're a bold man.
Sleepy Chicken is our Trends Day trend of the week.
Don't do that.
Please don't do this.
If your kid asks you to get involved in the cooking at the house, yeah, and they want to get Sleepy Chicken, don't do this.
This should come with, I mean, this, obviously we have to throw out the warning there every week. Like, almost every single one of these trends, please do not attempt or do. Or, you know, attempt to do.
Yeah.
Except for pushing pee. You can push pee.
Oh, you gotta push pee. A lot of people are doing it.
So next week we'll find out what the kids are offering us, and hopefully we have left Sleepy Chicken in the rearview mirror. Josh, we should probably create a list of the things that we've covered. I'll make a note.
Okay,
I'll make a note.
Yeah, like an all-time list.
Trends Day items. Week one, it was Pushing P.
Pushing P.
Week two, it is Sleepy Chicken.
We've had one good trend, one bad trend.
Yep.
Which way do you think this is going to skew?
I would even tell you that making Sleepy Chicken would not be very P. Not P.
No. I mean, I went on Google and I tried to find an image of like the cooked chicken. I couldn't find one.
Mm-mm.
A lot of pre-ovened chicken, and it doesn't look right. Because I envision it hardening and crystallizing in the oven in
like
a way.
Like a NyQuil crust?
Yeah, yeah. Very crusty.
Maybe the original idea was like to make NyQuil taste better? I don't know.
Maybe you just put some of your chicken drippings in the NyQuil bottle. If that's what you're looking for.
Gross.
But yeah, that also seems gross.
There's no world. I mean, NyQuil is most closely associated as far as like a flavor is concerned with like candy, right?
Bad candy.
Bad candy. Maybe you could, I don't know.
Are you going cherry or green, whatever green is?
Not red. Whatever, yeah, whatever is not red. The green.
Okay.
I'm not taking NyQuil, first of all. I don't.
No.
No. I generally don't take a lot of medicine at all.
If I do take NyQuil, it's in pill form.
Yeah.
Because they make it in pills now.
Yeah, because we're adults.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm an adult. I will pop a pill.
Uh-huh. That's fine. You deal with that. I do not need gummies or the bottle of liquid.
Or alcohol. I'll just take some alcohol if I feel bad.
Yep. Always tends to fix the problem. All right. We'll take a quick break. We do have to get to this Big Ten story that Scott Docterman of The Athletic put out there in his conversations with Gary Barta, the Iowa athletic director. He was the head of the college football playoff committee this year. How does this all tie together? The college football playoff, what's next there, and the future of divisions in the Big Ten. We'll get into that with a little bit of news next here on the Connor Amper Show on 1620 The Zone.